Up until about yesterday, I wasn't sure what I was going to talk on. I had a couple ideas going. But after having read yesterday's paper and it's in today's paper also, it answered what I wanted to talk about. About the Lutheran Church voting to allow homosexuals to actively conduct services. You think the devil's not out there still working every day? There's one answer shows you that he's still out there working each and every day, trying to do everything he can. Just like we saw a bus this morning coming in here. It's got that "Don't Believe in God" sign on it that the gal got fired over because she wouldn't drive the bus. I'm on her side. She had enough morals and Christian beliefs that she wouldn't drive a bus that had that sign on the side of it. I'd probably get fired too, but I wouldn't do it either. The devil's still out there working. Now he's after you too. Each and every day, 24/7, he's out there trying to get you. Talk to think about that. All this stuff creeping in. We got in our class this morning just talking about letting things creep in. That's things we have to watch out for, to keep away from, unless they do creep in. You know, the devil, or Satan is called, has been around a long while, but a lot longer than any of us have been around this earth. A magazine article years ago had a heading: "The longest living villain in history." Stop to think about that. Satan or the devil is the longest living villain in history. He's been around basically since creation. But Christians didn't invent the devil. We've been accused of that. That's just something we invented to try to scare people into coming to church. I've had that thrown in my face. If you go back and study, as some of us like to study history, Greek, Egyptian, and Hindu mythology, the devil's been in all their studies. Fallen angels, portrayed in the fallen angel. He's been in all, everything that you go back in their history, studied, the devil's there. He's been there in all their teaching. But we can find the devil in the Bible, in the beginning. It's not an ancient myth. He's been there. He's still here. The minute you walk out that door today, get away from all our friends that forgot to like, feelings, and faith, and think the same way, he's out there trying to cause you to stumble. The minute you leave the door of the building today. There was a historian, some of you don't remember probably, he's not too prominent, the name of Jeffrey Burton Russell. He made a comment many years ago. "The struggle between the good and the evil one is the heart of the New Testament teaching." Isn't that the truth? Teaching us what the devil's out trying to get us to do, what he's trying to cause everybody on earth to stumble. I've always had one philosophy. The devil tries to make us stumble because he doesn't want to be lonesome, to burn eternally in Hades, in hell, for eternal life. He wants somebody with him. He don't want to be lonesome. Stop to think. In what you do today, either you're following God or you follow Satan. Somebody might say I'm stepping on their toes. I'm sorry if you feel that way, but it's the truth. Either you follow God or you follow Satan. In the New Testament teaching, Satan's very real. Connecting with all things you can think of. Going back to ancient history, the devil's been there always, causing us to stumble, causing people to stumble. And you see all these pictures made up of people make out now. Where they came from, I don't know. But they concocted that the devil has a forked tail. I got to read this off, but I can't remember all this. Cloven hoofs, pitchfork, and horns. That's the man's drawing of the devil. You ever stop to think that's probably as farthest from conception what the devil is as any man could think of? Modern times, he's a laughable cartoon character drawn like that. They make cartoons about him like that. Do you really think that's the devil? I don't. Man's tried to draw pictures of Christ. They can't do that because nobody knows what he looks like. So why should man be able to draw a picture of what the devil looks like? Satan has done so much to harm human society, even our own Christian lives today. He's there trying to harm us. According to biblical teachings, I'm going to get into a bunch of scriptures now. Some of them be some scriptures. Devil was an angel Lucifer, shining wonder light bearer in Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verse 12. His pride led him to rebel against God. So became Satan, prince of darkness. Then who did he tempt but Adam and Eve? Caused them to stumble. That was his start. As a result, they fall from the grace of God. As some would teach, now the world's gone to the devil. He has a big influence. Then many years later, human condition was unchanged. Then the apostles Paul and Peter and John said the same thing. The devil was still the god of this world, living having human bondage to guide him to what he wants to do. But that's only half the story. If you want to jump ahead a while before we jump back again, the Bible shows the devil thoroughly defeated by Jesus. Because we just partook of the emblems. Remember his broken body upon the cross, that we can defeat the devil through him and the devil's ways. His power is broken. As long as we're with him, as long as we're with Christ. That's why I said we're in here, we got our fellowship, we're getting together, we got strength to overcome the devil. It's when we get out the door by ourselves when the devil's after us to cause us to stumble. That's why I mean the devil can influence us if we're not careful. We get outside this building. You stop to think things like happen, like the sign on the bus, and the church is allowing homosexuals to be overknown as preachers of the church. The devil's still there working each and every day. We know in the Bible that it teaches us that the devil and the demons will exercise power over the nations if they can. Seems like to me they're doing a pretty good job of it, and it's a country we live in. The Apostle John wrote about the devil. Said, the whole world is under the control of the evil one in John 5:19. The whole world. He has a big influence in the whole world. Revelation 12 and 9. He leads the whole world astray. What do we think about the influence now into the churches and into our public realms? What he's doing? He's leading us astray. They're trying to lead us astray as Christians. Satan is at the bottom of what the Bible calls sin. You can see the bottom or the top of it. He's the control of it. He's the one that instigates a lot of the most sin. Romans 3:23 tells us that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can stumble real easy. We can stumble real easy. We don't want to do so live in sin, though. John 3:4. Whoso committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law of God. That's why we don't want to follow Satan. That's what he wants us to do. You know, this was taught clear back in the Old Testament. Same thought was taught clear back here. Isaiah 59, the first three verses. I got to read these because I can't remember the quote of these. Now listen to what the prophet Isaiah said. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath muttered perverseness. That's what the devil's doing today. These things that he's bringing up now and causing people to do. Pulling and falling away and pulling away from God. Scripture tells that sin will it'll wax worse and worse as it gets older. Well, it seems like he's coming out more prominent. He's getting bolder. Things that's happening today. And if you keep reading the Bible, John 8:34, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. If you can, we make mistakes and correct them, but if you continue to do it, you're a slave to sin. That's what the Bible teaches us. Jesus told the people that he was teaching here that they were tools of Satan. You belong, your fathers, to the devil, that you carry not your father's desire. You don't want them to carry out the father's desire in verse 44 of that chapter. It says, if you're carrying out things to the devil, don't listen to him. That's why we meet 3 times a week, to keep us closer to God, lest the devil can infiltrate our minds and our thinking. That's why we need to meet, to be with him as much as possible. Because the devil's out there trying to influence us each and every day. As you've seen right now, currently, Satan manipulates human society to get what he wants done. Why else would the churches be doing this? Wouldn't Satan, wouldn't influence him, manipulating what he wants done? Paul told Christians at Ephesus one time, said, they once followed the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Ephesians 2:2. He told them, you once followed. The Spirit is the ruler of the king of the air. That's the devil. You follow him. You know, as we study the New Testament, you find out that no one is at a wall built around you like Job did against Satan. We're out there. Satan's trying to grab each and every one of us every day. We don't have a wall built around us like Satan accused God of putting around Job. We don't have that luxury. Before he turned Job over to Satan to correct, find out. No one is free of that influence. We have it constantly with us. Satan is here. Everything that comes on in this world. You know, he's been in a deception game from the earliest of times when he deceived Adam and Eve. He's been deceiving people forever since then. He'll seduce people into doing his bidding to what he wants done so he won't have to do it. Stop to think about that one. Something shows up in front of you that you know is not right. Somebody wants you to do something. Stop and think about that. That's the influence of the devil trying to make you stumble. Because the Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden talks about that. So he implied at Eve that said, well, you aren't going to be die if you eat that. Not physically, literally at that time, but they died later. Was punishment forever. Stuff there's class, we've been studying Corinthians. We've already been across this chapter, but chapter 7, verse 5. Temptation is one of the devil's most powerful weapons, tempting you to do something that every one of us has a weakness, something we like in the world, something that tempts us, could pull us away from God. Some of us like to hunt, some of us like to fish. We like car racing, stuff like that. You know, all that the devil can use if you like that to tempt you to pull you away from God. But this world today carries one conception too far. I used to work with a guy, every time he did something wrong, he said, well, the devil made me do it. I don't buy that. Devil put it in front of you, but you did it. The devil didn't make you do it. The devil didn't make you do anything. We as humans who sin, we let the devil guide us and influence us to do it, but the devil did not make us do it. Because the scripture says, no matter what befalls you, with every transgression, God will make a way of escape if you look for it. The devil is a moral facilitator than a promoter. He facilitates ideas and little images, little things to nitpick at you to get you to do something. He can manipulate you. He can maneuver you into all kinds of things. Everything we like to do, the devil can make it bad for you. Jesus told his disciples, watch and pray so that you fall not into temptation. Matthew 26:41. And in Matthew 6:13, he talks to him about praying for deliverance from the evil one. Every time we get in trouble with something that the devil throws in front of us, if we usually, I know when I do, if I do it, I don't stop to think of, say a prayer before it happens and then I get in trouble. We stop to say a prayer to God and to why is this going on, I would say we won't do it. I'd say 9 tenths out of 10 anyway, we will not carry on with it. Ever stop to think, Veterans Day I went out to fair, State Fair for the parade, the Veterans Parade is out there. That crowd out there roaming around, it makes me think, you know, the devil's in there roaming around with them all the time. He's there and all them people. Maybe that's why military-wise I don't like crowds too well, because I don't like people on my back. Unless I know who they are. The conflict between God and Satan, to me, is brutal. War is brutal, but this is a war between you and Satan is brutal because he's out there to get you. Despite the cost, no matter what, if he can make you stumble, that's what he's going to do. The devil is real. He's not man's fictitious ideas. He is there. Peter wrote in 1 Peter, says, be self-controlled and alert. When in the military, you had to be alert to stay alive. But this is to stay alive eternally. We need to be self-controlled and alert to stay alive, alert to the devil, what he's doing. We have to be the same concept, be alert. Why do you want to be alert? Because your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour. Resist him, stand firm in the faith. Eve was deceived by the cunning serpent. Paul told the churches at Corinth, don't be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. 2 Timothy 2:26. Paul's talking to Timothy. Who has taken them captive to do his will? You would stop to think of somebody that's completely out in the world, that's doing everything wrong. The devil has them captive. We want to be captive of God's word for an eternal home in heaven, not captive of the devil. I don't know about you, but I have a vision of God's throne, and every Lord day when the hymns are passed, I have a vision in my mind of Christ hanging upon that cross. God's throne, you think about, I go back to thinking about Job. The devil's ability to influence or afflict humans was limited by God in Job for Job. He doesn't limit his influence on us, but with each one of us, he gives us a way of escape with the word, the scriptures. We can stay strong to him, to God. We have a way of escaping. John 3:8, written to us that God in Christ Jesus came in human flesh to do what? Destroy the devil's work. And in John 12:31, Jesus promised that the Satan, the devil, would one day be permanently condemned, be destroyed, locked up. That's why we're studying to be on the way to heaven. Want to be with him and stay strict with him, because the devil's out there after each and every one of us. How can we resist the devil individually? Galatians 2:20 might give us a little help. Through the Spirit, Jesus Christ lives his life in us, if we let him. That's why we meet, to keep that Spirit in within us, so the devils can't take over. Nudge his way in. God also limits Satan's influence on Christians, I think. Paul could confidently tell the church that God confined Satan's, the devil's use of his most potent weapon, temptation. Stop to think about one thing. Satan will tell you this isn't like he did Eve. It's not going to hurt you, but what did it do to Eve and Adam? God is faithful in what he says, not Satan. He'll tell you one thing just to get you to do it and make it look good, and on the other side it's not. James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's what we have to continue doing. That's why we meet and need to study. 2 Corinthians 2:11. Paul says we are to be aware of the devil's schemes in order that Satan might not outwit us. That's why I brought this lesson today, some today, to make us think about that, because the devil's out there trying to outwit us. We need to be thinking about his schemes. Things that come forth in churches, billboards, don't need God. So Paul says to put on the full armor of God so that you can resist the devil. Ephesians 6:11. That's why we need to study. Keep studying. Meet as much as possible. But the good news is that if we stick together, we can whip the devil. We can whip Satan. He's out there seeking who he can devour, when he can devour him. It's tough to think that Satan is the most conniving being that you can have on earth. But don't think Satan is a red forked devil with horns and a fork and a tail. Satan can be somebody you meet out in the world that you don't even know it. Looked like the best person in the world, but he's not. That's why we meet to keep ourselves on a straight and narrow and get strength together. Think about that today. As we're off a gospel invitation, where you're at with the devil, don't let him get a hold of you. Because the judgment day, he doesn't want to be lonesome. But we don't want to burn eternally. We'd rather be in heaven with Christ, living in that glorious city. Think about these thoughts today. Here we stand and sing the gospel invitation has been offered.